94.7 The Pulse. Indeed it is. You're listening to, we are a community radio station in Geelong. My name's Rob Cameron. Jesse Ayton is with me, and on the line we have the CEO of Day Hospitals Australia, Jane Griffiths. Jane, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, Rob. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you again. We've been trying for a little while to get you back on the back of conversations that we had last time about people not perhaps understanding it, alternatives that are available, particularly for important elective surgeries that we think can only happen at certain places. But Day Hospitals Australia is definitely giving people options.
Well, certainly our members are, and in Victoria there are over 76 day hospitals around the state, and certainly also in rural areas, one in Geelong that I'm aware of. So, you know, if you have urgent surgery that's required and you're not prepared to wait on a government waiting list, there are opportunities to have that surgery in some of these very specialised, high-quality and safe day hospitals. And the sorts of surgery that we're talking about are things like cataract surgery and other eye procedures, diagnostic endoscopy, which really needs to be done sooner than later, particularly if you've had a positive bowel test result from the National Bowel Program. There's also lots of other procedures like skin cancers, the minor orthopaedics, although in saying minor orthopaedics, there is a hospital now in Melbourne looking at short-stay joint replacements, and for those patients that have insurance with a particular health fund, they're having that procedure done with no out-of-pocket costs. So day hospitals are certainly a much more cost-effective venue of care rather than going to a large private hospital with a day unit. That is another option, but they're usually much more expensive, and for insured patients, that's costing the insurance company on average around 40% more than it would cost if you had in a day procedure.
Jane, is this conversation something that a patient would have with their GP, or is it almost left to them individually to seek out a day hospital and see about the availability?
Yes, that's a very good question, Rob. Unfortunately, a lot of the general practitioners are not aware of which surgeons might operate in day hospitals, so I would certainly advise your listeners to do a bit of research. Certainly if they go to our website, dayhospitalsaustralia.net.au, there is a list of all our members and where they are around the country, including, you know, their specific addresses, such as what suburb they might be in. And then most of those hospitals will have on their website a list of the surgeons that work there and what sort of specialty services they offer. So you can then, you know, suggest to your general practitioner that this is the place I'd like to have my procedure if that's clinically possible, and these are this is one of the surgeons or a couple of the surgeons that work there. So that's probably the best approach. We are certainly trying to educate the general practitioners about the importance of thinking about where they refer their patients, because ultimately it'll still be the specialist's decision as to where that procedure is done. But certainly if a specialist already works in a day hospital and the procedure is clinically suitable, they're more likely to refer the patient to a day hospital. And certainly the patient can request that as long as it's fits in with the clinical suitability of the procedure.
Jane, I might be reading this wrong, but is there a little bit of a disconnect between the public hospital system, private hospital system, and Daycare Australia for territorial activity?
No, in fact, I have to say we've been working quite consistently with the Department of Health in Victoria, particularly over the last 2 years with the pandemic, and many of our members have been assisting the public sector with surgical procedures and other procedures. And in fact, I have a meeting later this morning looking at elective surgery recovery and reform in Victoria. So they certainly are looking at the whole private sector to assist in this recovery, because as you're aware, and as I'm sure many of your listeners are aware, there's a huge backlog of elective surgery and many people are sitting on waiting lists for a very long time.
So the conversation, if someone is deep into a procedure on the waiting line, they've got the surgeon all organised, neither party at this point, until they're listening to this conversation, are aware of a day hospital option. Again, it's the patient's requirement to activate that conversation with their specialist to try and see if another alternative was available to help reduce what in most cases must be some awful inconvenience and just outright pain waiting for surgery.
Absolutely. That's absolutely correct. And certainly I think the department has recognised that the valuable contribution that day hospitals can make to reducing this backlog, and certainly meets with the day hospital CEOs regularly to talk about how we might be able to assist and what the easiest way is to direct patients from that public waiting list into the day hospital sector.
Well, if you're listening this morning and you fit into this, or you know someone who fits into this, the options are plenty. You go on to website dayhospitalsaustralia.net.au, look for your local one. You have a discussion with your GP or your specialist who's looking after, and try and get a place available that none of the parties may know is available in the Geelong region. And please reach out and seek the information, because it sounds like it's there and available and possibly will fit your surgical requirements. Although it's pretty important to point out, Jane, that it won't be every surgery possible, but some of the simpler ones, and cataracts is a really good example. I've got friends I know have been waiting a long period of time for cataract surgery.
Yes, absolutely. And it is, I must stress, it is absolutely the surgeon's final decision based on the clinical needs of the patient as to where they have the procedure. But most patients, providing they don't have underlying medical conditions, would be suitable for same-day surgery, particularly for cataract surgery. 90% of cataract surgery is done in the day hospital sector. So, you know, it's very suitable for those types of procedures. And the average length of stay for someone having a cataract, for example, is less than 2 hours.
Yeah, it's really good. You've got all the information, folks. Please use it if it fits your needs. Jane Griffiths, thank you so much again for your time. I really appreciate you letting us know about this, and hopefully you'll continue to negotiate ways where it's going to be a lot easier in the future for people to obtain this service.
My pleasure, Rob.
Excellent. Jane Griffiths, CEO of Day Hospitals Australia, a very interesting point that... perhaps, as I said, if you're out there, you're wondering and you're in a bit of pain and discomfort, there may be an option to solve that. Have that discussion, GP or specialist, or reach out dayhospitalsaustralia.net.au on the Google box and find out an answer to the question. Now, there will be